Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, why don't we ever see armed Hamas militants on television? Michael Greenspan is a French-born Israeli journalist and filmmaker. On July 30th, he was filming on the streets of Tel Aviv and by chance met a Spanish journalist who had just returned from Gaza. He wrote about this encounter on his Facebook page, and we contacted him so that our listeners could hear his report firsthand. We spoke with him on July 31st in English, and the interview was translated and posted on Radio Sefarad in Spanish on August 5th. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yes. As I wrote to you, I cannot say much about this. I mean, about what I wrote, and no, not more.
Yeah, I understand. We're interested in knowing what the situation is of journalists in Gaza, because we know you spoke to a Spanish journalist there who told you what the situation is. Could you tell us what he said?
Yes. I met him in Tel Aviv. I live in Tel Aviv.
Uh-huh.
So what I wrote is just that I met a journalist coming from Gaza, and he didn't want to be interviewed at all. He freaked out when I asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so he told me what I wrote. He told me that they saw the Hamas fighters, we call them terrorists here in Israel, and they call themselves, resistant.
Yeah.
But he saw them, he knew where they were. They said it was next to their hotel, but they were not allowed to film them.
Was he in Gaza City?
Yes, inside Gaza City, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you know if he was from a newspaper or from what type of media? I'm not going to ask you to identify him, but do you know what type of media he was from?
Yeah, he was from the TV. That's why I understood, because he told me about pointing their camera. He talked about camera. He said, he showed me even this press card. I didn't ask it.
Uh-huh.
Because what happened is I'm filming in Tel Aviv. No, I was with Max is working with me, and we're filming people in Tel Aviv. We asked him if he would like to be interviewed, and we didn't know who he is, right? Just we met him in the street, and he said, I'm also a journalist, he said, and he showed us his press card, and he said, I'm just coming back from Gaza. He was there 2 days ago, in Gaza. And we talked a little bit. It was very nice, very friendly. And then when I asked him about why we don't see at all pictures of Hamas people or any, even policemen. We don't see policemen in Gaza. We don't see, armed people. We see only civilians. He said, it's very simple. He answered me immediately. He said, it's very simple. We saw them, but we were not allowed to film them. So,
do you know if he's a journalist who usually covers the region, or if he was just sent there for this conflict?
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
Uh-huh.
I guess he was sent there for the conflict. But
uh-huh.
I didn't know him before, I met him. So I think my testimony is only what I wrote, and I don't know if you can feel a full interview about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay, because it's very important. But we just, since this is radio, it's much better to hear your voice than to read what you wrote.
Yeah, okay. I think it's possible to find who he was, because you know, he was there, he was in Gaza 2 days ago, and yesterday he was in Tel Aviv, in a hotel in Tel Aviv. So it's always possible to make research and to find it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure that he won't want to talk with us either if he didn't want to talk with you.
No,
you know?
Right.
And I'm sure that he doesn't want to talk because of his own safety. And so the point is that that Hamas is not permitting journalists to say what's really going on there, and they're afraid for their own safety.
And, you know, and the problem is that it's not the only place in the world where journalists are not free. That's, you know, but at least let the people know, the viewers or the people, the readers of the newspaper, that journalists can't work properly, and that the reports are not really objective. That's an important point. They should say it, and they don't.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a vicious circle, because if they say that they're not free to tell the truth, then they won't be permitted in there at all, or their lives will be in danger.
Yeah, maybe when they're out of this. Mm-hmm. When they're...
Okay, is there anything else that you could tell us, that you would like to tell us?
See, I'm a filmmaker, okay? So I also suffer from that, from another point of view. I'm doing documentary movies, and I know that if I choose pro-Israel, quote, neutral, okay, if I talk about a positive aspect of Israel, it's very almost impossible to sell it or to show it abroad. Mm-hmm. And if I choose the opposite, you know, something negative, let's say, let's talk about some violence that Jews committed on Arabs anywhere in Israel. So this is news. This you can sell. So there is an industry of Israel bashing. And it's very, you know, so I think readers and viewers should be very skeptical anytime they see or hear any journalistic report of Israel. But I give you an example. I did your radio is Sepharad, right?
That's right.
So I did a movie about Jews from Arab countries. It's called The Forgotten Refugees. I don't know if you saw it. And it was shown mostly in the States. It was, the producer were American. So it's about the history of Jews. How was it to be a Jew in Iraq, in Libya, in North Africa? And it was shown in PBS, in America, in Russian TV, on Israel, of course. But it was not shown in Europe. Mm-hmm. I'm from France, and there in Arte, they didn't want to show it because, you know, it's not what they want to show. Because I'm showing in this movie that before the creation of Israel, there were problems between Jews and Arabs. It was not the paradise, as they want to say. There were here and there pogroms in the Arab world. For example, in Libya in 1945, there was a big pogrom. And in Iraq in 1941, Fa'ud, they call it. Mm-hmm. And so it's only history. Many historians check the film, and it's only fact. But if it doesn't fit what the media want to show, they don't show it, you know?
I think that a lot of people don't realize that even in the West, the media is really not all objective. And a lot of people feel that what they watch on television is the whole truth. And that's very, very dangerous.
The whole truth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you want to see the movie, you can find it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Write Forgotten Refugees, and you'll see it.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry, I cannot say too much about this meeting with the Spanish journalist, because a friend of mine said I should have filmed him with a secret camera.
That could get him
in trouble. But I don't do these kind of things, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, good talking to you.
Same for me. Bye-bye.
Okay,
shalom.
Bye. Shalom.
If you would like to watch The Forgotten Refugees, Michael Greenspan's award-winning documentary, which explores the history, culture, and forced exodus of Middle Eastern and North African Jewish communities in the second half of the 20th century, go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.